In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar in association with Interscope Films. Starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Allow Sonos to unleash its hidden power and fill your world with supernatural sound. Discover sound made easy at sonos.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Crutzen, it's Dodson.
Dodson, I really don't have time.
I know, but...
I'm in the middle of it down here. Wait, was that a bird? Why are you outside?
Yeah, it's about client four.
What about her? Spit it out.
She's missing.
What? What do you mean? We just apprehended her earlier today.
She activated.
When?
On the transfer to the Institute... Somehow she activated, and in the chaos, she disappeared.
You told me she was secure.
And she was. She was. Everything was fine. And then there was this sound in total darkness. She...
We must find her, Dodson.
I know.
Where are the other clients?
Secured and sedated.
Good. I don't have to terminate you then. It's a joke, Agent.
It's funny.
Do you remember why you joined my team?
Because no one else wanted me after what happened?
Because you made a mistake. And I am willing to forgive mistakes because the people who make them go on to work twice as hard as the people who get everything right their whole lives. You understand what I'm saying?
I think so.
Good. Where are you now?
The woods outside the Institute. We're scanning the area.
I don't want to have to come back there, Dodson.
You won't have to.
Good. Okay. You're gonna have to comb through every inch of her file. No stone unturned. The contact provided us with the keys to the castle. You need to find the one that unlocks the gate.
Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Chapter 1, Secrets.
Mm-hmm. No. Wait. It's not right.
Hey, Clementine. I came up with this song, and well, it's just really the melody part, while I was driving the other day. It goes a little something like, that's it, but maybe you can help me put some words to it. Maybe? Okay, I miss you so much. I love you so, so much. I'm thinking about you all the time. And, oh God, I can't wait to see you. All right. Happy birthday, sweetie.
Clementine? That sounded beautiful.
Can't find the words for it.
Well, you will. It's not a song without lyrics. I thought I told you not to listen to these anymore. It's no good to wallow, Clem. He would have wanted us to move on.
He would have wanted you to forget him?
Oh, you know that I don't mean that.
But you don't talk about him.
Don't raise your voice at me. You may be 18 soon, but I'm still the adult in this house. Do you understand me? This is a fresh start, Clem. New school, new town. Give it a chance. It might be good for you, for both of us. Honey, I'm starting over, too.
Yeah, by choice.
I know that you're nervous. I feel the same way about my first day at Wixar.
Don't compare starting a fancy new job with starting fresh your senior year of high school. It's not the same, Mom.
Look, I know there's no way I can ever live in your shoes, but as someone that wants the best for you, I encourage you to explore this year. Maybe make a friend or two.
Mom.
Senior year is an exciting time. You can start planning the rest of your life.
I already have my plan. I'm gonna move to the city, tune pianos.
The city is tough. It's tough enough
for— Oh my God, Mom. Blind people live in cities too. Stop being so ableist.
You know how much I love you. Don't you?
You contain multitudes.
I know you think that phrase is stupid, but it's changed a lot of people's lives. School principal wanted you to come early, so 5 minutes and we're in the car. One day. You'll understand one day why moving to Greenville was the right choice.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Do you mind?
Oh, what? No, of course. I mean, whatever you need. We really want to be, accommodating, you know, to your needs.
Thanks.
We know these aren't the most ideal of circumstances. I mean, starting over senior year must be tough, but life is all about adjusting, even in adulthood. For instance, Mr. Swan, our theatrical director, was planning on doing Peter Pan for the spring musical, but now we won't have money for the high wire. And how can you have Peter Pan if Peter Pan can't fly? I mean, of course, life always finds a way. You gotta roll with the punches. You've gotta roll with the punches. Be a solution-based thinker. I mean, that's nothing in comparison to your situation. I am sure you miss all of your friends at your old school.
You said you wanted to talk about my schedule?
Oh, yes. Well, I am happy to welcome you to the Lion's Den here at Westlake. Or, I should say Tiger's Den. Since our school mascot is the Bengal Tiger, the difference you see is that Bengal Tigers have stripes. Stripes are the dark line markings.
I know what stripes are.
Excuse me?
I'm not 100% blind. I can see a little bit.
Oh, really? No one told me. I didn't... That is fascinating. My mind is blown. I had no idea that was possible. You are the school's first blind person. The first blind person. You know, I am so excited by what you might be able to teach our community. I've already learned something. I mean, isn't that thrilling?
Thrilling.
I just realized that you're not gonna play this recording for anyone, right? No one else is gonna hear it?
Just for me. Easier than taking notes.
Whew. Well, here at Westlake, we believe that what makes each of us special is our own little superpower.
You think I'm special?
Oh, my sweetie. Of course you are.
Because I'm blind.
Yes! No. Yes. No. Yes, you are special, but you're not special needs because you're blind. But you are special, Clementine. And you are blind. Oh, gosh, that'll be your student guide. Come on in. Please, come on in, Evan.
Good time?
Evan! Oh, my gosh, yes, it's a great time. I had dug myself into a hole. Thank you for coming in early. Please, have a seat.
Hey there, I'm Evan.
Hey.
Okay, then?
As I was saying, we've designed a whole program this year to help you assimilate to your surroundings. Evan is part of that program. He is here to help you navigate the school layout. Luckily, you both have the same class schedule, so it should be easy. So Evan is a musician. We thought you two would get along because of it, swimmingly. Your mother told me you like playing music. Great. You know, maybe it's best, Evan, if you show her around first, get acquainted peer to peer.
Sounds good to me.
Great. Thank you, Evan. Thank you. How about it, Clementine? Sound good?
Sure.
Great. This has been riveting. Well, I hope you have a roaring great year.
Here, this way.
Sorry, I just need you to say yes again.
What?
Legally, I can't record you without your consent.
So, what about back there?
Back where?
When I came into the room?
Technically, that was illegal.
Oh, sick. A criminal.
Still need you to say it out loud.
Oh, right. I, Evan Maxwellian Ferris, consent to you recording me. That work?
Thanks. Your middle name's Maxwellian.
Don't make fun of the family name. We have a crest in Scotland. Or Ireland. One of the two. Does everyone in your community...
I don't have a community.
I just assumed...
That's exactly it. Why does everyone always assume I'm hanging out with other blind people all the time? I mean, I don't assume that you exclusively hang out with other guys who also smell like old pine trees.
Oh, but I do exclusively hang out with those guys. We call ourselves the Dirty Lumberjacks. We have a band.
Right, yeah. But no, to answer your question, not everyone records themselves. I just like to keep track of things.
Do you record your entire day?
Sometimes. My dad gave me this when I was young. I like it better than recording things on my phone. It's more tactile. I need to hold your elbow while we walk. Is that all right?
Part of the job, right? Unless it's weird to be linking arms with some teenage dude.
The mobility instructor in my last school was 45 and talked with a lisp.
Oh, you got something against lisps?
Blind girl can't have a prejudice or two?
Holy shit, you're blind?
What?
So, were you,
blind from birth?
Yeah.
Technically, I'm not completely blind. It's called labor congenital amaurosis. Doctors tell me to tell people it's like looking through a tunnel.
Wow.
They say by the time I die, I will have lost all my sight.
Damn. I mean, I have really bad asthma. Totally the same, right?
Yeah, totally the same.
Are those, special sunglasses, then?
Honestly, it's just easier for people to tell without me having to explain. Shut up.
What?
What?
Well, you just said...
No, I didn't.
Okay.
What? What's so funny?
Nothing. You're just kind of weird.
Yeah, well, my mom says I'm on a different frequency than other people. Is there a bathroom somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Here... the handle's right there.
Hello? Anyone in here? I told you to shut up.
We had a deal.
I asked you to stay silent until the day is over.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, I'm attempting to find a needle in a haystack. I can't seem to... Hello, this is...
Dodson, why haven't I gotten an update from you?
Sorry, ma'am, I'm listening to everything, trying to find Client 4's activations, but nothing seems...
We need to be in communication at all times, do you understand me? Wixer has me out looking for Client 5 right now, so I can't micromanage you for updates, but Client 4 is still our top priority.
Yes, of course. How's that going, by the way? Client 5, I mean.
I'm sorry, are you assigned to Client 5, or am I?
Sorry, just making conversation. I thought it would be best if we got to know each other, maybe. It's hard with the distance, you know? I wanted to say I'm very grateful for the opportunity and...
Dodson, the longer it takes, the farther she is getting away from us.
I know, ma'am. I am working on it, but these tapes are difficult to parse. In a few instances, she seems as if she's talking to herself, or to someone whose voice I can't hear.
Well, which is it?
I'm not sure, but... You know, it's probably nothing.
Nothing? Every little detail is important here, Dodson. If you see a thread, you pull it.
Yes, ma'am. Do you ever worry sometimes about interfering? She's only a teenager.
Our job is to find them, Dodson, before they become a problem for the Institute. That's what they hired us to do.
Right, of course.
That's why we're looking for any clue that might tell us where she's gone next. My advice? Start from the beginning. When you first noticed her talking to herself, see where that takes you.
Per those instructions, this is the first moment of Client 4 talking to herself.
Do you know why you're here, Clementine? I'd like to help you work through what happened with your dad. You can think of me as a guide. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the moment it happened?
I don't remember much from that day. I'm not lying.
I didn't say you were.
I know you didn't. Didn't you hear that?
Hear what?
Someone in the room.
It's just us, Clementine.
Stop lying!
I'm not lying to you.
Not you, them! Stop it!
It's all right. Everything is all right. Please take your seat.
What's going on? Is this some type of weird therapy thing?
Please, Clementine, breathe. Let's talk about this. I can assure you there's no one in here but me. Please sit down. How long have you been hearing this voice?
Since today.
This morning?
No, just now.
And what did it say?
You're messing with me.
I'm not messing with you.
Then how can you explain the voice?
Sometimes, when patients are under extreme duress, they hear things that aren't there. It's called a coping...
I'm not hearing things!
Clementine...
Stop this! I don't want to hear this!
You need to talk to someone after the trauma you went through.
I don't need this!
Please, let's figure this out together.
Stop!
Clementine...
I said stop!
What is it? I heard shouting.
Mom, she's lying to me! You're lying to me!
Does she do this often?
Clementine has always been on a different frequency than other people. Maybe we should stop here for now. This might be a little much for her.
Wait a second.
What? What's so funny?
Nothing. You're just kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, my mom says I'm on a different frequency than other people.
Holy shit.
Is there a bathroom somewhere? I told you to shut up. We had a deal.
Wait a second. Frequency.
I told you to shut up.
If someone is in there with her, but we can't hear them, but she can. Let's try an audio filter here. Apply a frequency filter to isolate all frequencies above 21K and see if that uncovers anything.
Applying frequency filter.
I was only trying to help.
There it is.
We had a deal.
I know, but...
I asked you to stay silent until the day is over. It's too distracting having you talk at me while I'm trying to talk to people.
You don't need him. You don't need any of them. You have me.
It's not like I can just tell them no. The school set this up. What are they going to say when the blind girl rejects their help?
They'll say, wow, she's so independent, so inspiring. I want to be more like her when I grow up.
No, they're going to think I'm insane.
Well, at least you'll be safe. Remember our rules at your old school. No socializing. Keep your head down. Don't let your emotions get away from you. Oh, it was working so well for us.
That's easy for you to say. You don't have to live it.
Live it? Clementine. I live everything with you. I'm your shadow.
Oh my God. Did you see him?
Is that Evan Ferris?
He grew like 2 inches over the summer.
Was he always that hot?
You know, his music, like, sucks still.
Yeah, but with eyes like those, he can play it for me whenever he wants, wherever he wants.
Ew. You're disgusting.
They're looking at you.
You don't say.
Are you talking to us?
Oh, sorry, just dictating into my phone. You don't need to stay, Mom. See you after school. Love you, too.
You don't need to say, Mom. See you after school. Love you too.
Now they're laughing at you.
Are you new here?
How'd you guess?
I've never seen you before.
Oh, wow. You should really think about becoming a detective.
Are you being sarcastic?
Why would I be sarcastic? I just met you.
Oh my God, if you could only see her face right now. She doesn't know what to think.
Why are you wearing sunglasses indoors? Ow, I was just curious.
Ignore her. She has a low IQ.
But I'm great at water polo.
Oof. Wow, is that something you really want to brag about?
I'm Tabby. Technically Tabitha, but everyone calls me Tabby.
Okay, Tabby just put her hand out towards you. Aggressively, I might add.
If you're sticking a hand out, I can't see.
Oh, sorry. If you can't see, how did you know I had my hand out?
Ooh, go on, go, mess with her.
I have spidey senses.
Oh, cool.
Well, I'm Jessica. Ow, would you stop?
If you need anything from us, we're around.
Thanks.
Didn't you need to pee?
Shut up.
Why was she wearing sunglasses indoors?
Well, this is great. You won't be missing out on a social life if these are the kind of people who go to school here. Idiots! God, Clem, you're so above them.
Please, stop.
And haven't they ever seen a blind person before? I thought your generation was supposed to be all, you know, acceptance-y.
High school is still high school.
What did I tell you? The only person you need is me.
Well, you're not exactly a person.
That is right. I'm better.
Just keep it down the rest of the day, okay?
Fine. If someone opens a locker in your face, I guess I'm not gonna tell you. I'm joking! What kind of shadow would I be if I let that happen? Jeez, you need to lighten up.
Oh, there you are. Thought you might have jumped out the window.
I won't need to do this all semester, you know? Just until I learn my way around.
Oh, okay. Sure, whatever you want. I just gotta log a couple of hours so I can officially put it on the college apps.
Helping the blind girl in order to get into Harvard. Really original.
I'm actually looking at music conservatories up the coast, but otherwise, guilty as charged. Are you okay? Did something...
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, School doesn't start for 45 minutes, so we can either be super early for AP Bio, or we can tour the cafeteria.
Early is fine.
Right this way, then, my lady.
He's moving his hands in a really bizarre fashion.
I'm gesturing, like, super chivalrously right now.
I'll take your word for it.
By the way, he's not that cute. You can tell them the 90s called and they want their grunge back.
This is Crudson.
I found something.
This better be good, Dodson.
You know how I said it seemed like she was talking to someone?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, what if she's hearing something we can't hear with our mortal ears?
Just tell me what you found.
I applied a basic audio filter. Tunes us into a higher frequency. Her higher frequency.
And it worked?
Yes, ma'am. Like a charm. It reveals what I'm calling the anomaly.
Play it for me.
On the phone?
The line is secure, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Then go ahead.
Copy. Now playing you record 523 from client 4's...
Just tell me what I'm about to hear.
Yeah, okay. She's 16 here, ma'am. A couple months after the tragedy with her father, she's in her bedroom listening to an old tape he recorded for her.
Hey, Clementine. It's your dad. I'm here in Erie, Pennsylvania right now. Erie, PA. He'd love it here. I know it's tough with me being gone so much and away from you and Mom, but I hope you still know that you know, I'm always there with you, even when I'm not. That's why we have these recordings, right? So I can hear all about your day, and then I never have to miss out on anything. Anyways, bye. The time you get this in the mail, hopefully I will be home and we'll be able to celebrate your 10th birthday together. Oh, God, 10 years old, man. That's double digits. That's huge. Wow. Oh, God, time just flies right by. Hey, before I forget, I came up with this song, and, well, it's just really the melody part. While I was driving the other day. It goes a little something like,
Honey, talk to me.
Clementine, answer your mother.
Go away.
Honey, please. I know I'm not as good with words, but I'm trying. I really am.
Tell me, okay?
Who are you?
Just do as I say, and everything will get better.
I don't believe you.
Please believe me. All I want is what's best for you. It's all I've ever wanted.
Tell you know that? You're just taking some time to process what happened today at therapy.
Why should I listen to you?
Because I'm your mother.
I'm here to look out for you. You can think of me as your shadow, okay? I'll always be by your side.
Honey? Are you okay?
That was intense. She's scared, Clementine. Open the door.
Oh, thank goodness you're okay. I swear the wiring in this old house has gotten out of hand. I'm going to call the electrician tomorrow. Your dad always took care of these things. I miss him. Every day.
Tell her you do too.
Me too.
I know, sweetheart.
Give her a hug.
Oh, honey.
Now tell her you need some time alone.
I just need some time by myself.
All right. I need to clean up all this shattered glass before you come out here anyway. I love you.
What was that?
You lost control and killed the electricity in the top of the house. Light bulbs exploded.
I did that?
We did that.
The electricity going out, it's happened before.
I know. In the supermarket with your dad.
How do you know about that?
I was there, just deeper in the shadows. I know all your secrets, Clementine.
All of them?
Every single one.
Does this mean... Do you know... Did I kill my dad?
Maybe.
I didn't mean to. Really.
I know. Whether you meant to or not, it doesn't matter. We can't let that happen again. You understand what we're capable of. That's why I'm here now.
I don't understand.
I'm here to help you.
How?
To see things. To tell you things other people don't want you to know. To keep you safe. Because clearly, bad things happen when you get emotional. You have to learn to control your feelings, okay? I can help you if you listen to me and do exactly as I say from this moment on. But you need to do something for me, too.
What?
Well, sometimes secrets are good. Lying can protect the ones you love most.
What are you saying?
You can't tell your mother about me, okay? You can't tell anyone about me. No one will understand, and if I promise to help you control your powers, do you promise to keep me a secret?
Yes.
Beautiful Liar stars Rory Ann Dahl as Clementine, Sam Nelson Harris as David, and Emily Hampshire as Shadow. With Alicia Reiner as Crutzen, John Bass as Dodson, Jennifer LaFleur as Adrian, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz as Principal Flores, Karin Brar as Evan, and with additional performances by June Carroll, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Shatiana Banks, and Danielle Hollowbaugh. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Manisha Dean. Written by Kaylin Lowry and Manisha Dean. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz. Executive produced by Sam Nelson Harris, Emily Hampshire, John Janik, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Steve Berman and Anthony Saylor. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Supervising producer Sandra Yi Ling. Music by ex-ambassadors. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Stuck On On. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting Director Andrea Bunker. Assistant Director Fabio Lofria. Script Supervisor Omar Barahona. Additional script supervision by Nick Robinson. Assistant Mixer Sarah Ma. Assistant Engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Beatrice Noronha, Neely Oftering, and Sarah Ma. Additional music and music editor Brian Kesley. Assistant Music Editor David Tadashore. Music Clearance Coordinator Elise Wolf-Tretter. Musical performances by Scott Goldbaum, Elle Puckett, Dana LaMarca, Dave LaVita, and Amanda Banta. Song credits. Beautiful Liar by Sam Nelson Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, Andrew Wells, and Ricky Reed. My Own Monster by Sam Nelson Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, Jamie Lydell, and Alan Wilkes. Performed by ex-ambassadors, courtesy of Interscope Records and Kid in a Corner. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson, Brandon Weissner, and Bree Doring. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Production legal Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Seth Callen, Anne Markwell, Luke Weber, and Tyler Hansen. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Beautiful Liar is a Q-Code production in association with Interscope Films and This Fiction. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Experience the power and beauty of audio with sound made easy at Sonos.com.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious! Curry is Shade and all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.